of your new president. So it should be 1937, huh? For a month now, I have been feeling worse. Folks still have the same feeling. Yeah. Every time I cough, I feel my lungs disintegrating. It sometimes happens that I feel the complete decay of my own corpse, the body, dying. It's hard to express how great the suffering this is. Although I fully agree to this with my will, it's nevertheless a great suffering for nature. Your will tells you something great, but your body tells you not easy to go ahead. Eh? Greater than wearing a hair shirt or a flagellation to the point of blood, you know, that's exactly telling to you, exactly your experience. I felt it especially when I was going to the refectory. It took great effort for me to eat anything because food made me sick. I also started at this time to suffer from pains in my intestines. All highly seasoned dishes caused me such immense pain that I spent many nights writing in pain and in tears for the sake of sinners. She offered for sinners. You do exactly today, exactly for you, huh? Yeah. However, I asked my confessor that what to do, whether I should continue to suffer this for the sake of sinners or ask the superiors for an exception by way of milder food. He decided I should ask the superior for milder food. And thus I followed his direction, seeing that this humiliation was more pleasing to God. So the superior might not allow her to do so. She is not under chemo. You are, it's different. The superior, why you do this? Everybody in the community, they say, everybody the same, why you are special? So there's more humiliation. So she chose the way. It's the worst way. Not a better way. One day I began to doubt as to how it was possible to feel this continued decaying of the body. To doubt, eh? And at the same time to be able to walk and work. Perhaps this was some kind of an illusion. Yet it cannot be an illusion because it causes me such terrible pains. As I was thinking about this, one of the sisters came to converse with me. After a minute or two, she made a terrible wry face and said, "Sister, I smell a corpse here as though it were decaying. Oh, how dreadful it is." I said to her, "Do not be frightened, sister. That smell of a corpse comes from me." This is a special gift for her. She's not dying. She shouldn't have this smell. But Jesus purposely put her on this trial that she smelled like a corpse. Worse than you. You still have a body, but she has a corpse. Even sisters can smell it, you know. Can. In the beginning, she thought it was only herself smell her way. Maybe the other doesn't smell this way. But that's confirmed that she had the smell of a corpse. She was very surprised, the sister was very surprised and said she could not stand it any longer. After she had gone, I understood that God had allowed her to send this so that I would have no doubts, but that Jesus was known as the miraculously giving the knowledge of this suffering from the whole community. Oh my Jesus, only you know the full depth of this sacrifice. Imagine. Hear herself, what she's doing merely for the sake of divine mercy. She offers so much, so much, so much, because so many people against and against. and she's the one offer. Nevertheless, when in the refectory, I still had to bear being the object of the frequent suspicion that I was being fussy about my food. You know, you can eat this and that. In a common, you cannot choose what you like. What is given, obedient. You know, so very hard. At such time, as always, I hasten to the tabernacle and bow before the ciborium, and there draw strength to accept God's will. Come to Jesus. Take this force. That which I have written is not yet everything. Today, during confession, breaking the wafer with me spiritually, he gave me the following wishes. Be as faithful as you can to the grace of God. Secondly, beg God's mercy for yourself and for the whole world, because we are all in great need of God's mercy. 2 days before Christmas, these words were read in the refectory. Tomorrow is the birth of Jesus Christ according to the flesh. At these words, my soul was pierced by the light and love of God, and I gained deeper knowledge of the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. How great is the mercy of God contained in the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. Today the Lord gave me knowledge of his anger toward mankind, which deserved to have its days shortened because of his sins. But I learned that the world's existence is maintained by chosen soul. That is, the righteous, the religious order. Woe to the world where there will be a lack of religious order. So she said, because of religious order, the sisters of purposely living, sacrificing for the world, so that God can keep the world as it is. Otherwise, the world will be shortened because anger of the Lord, because the sin against God. Another phrase. I perform each deed in the face of death. I do it now as I would want to see it in my last hour. Although life, like the wind, would pass swiftly by, no deed undertaken for God will perish. I feel the complete decay of my organism. Although I am still living and working, death will be no tragedy for me, because I have long felt it. Although it is very unpleasant for nature to constantly smell one's own corpse, yet it is not so terrible when the soul is filled with God's light. The body is bad, but the spirit is good. Because it is in faith, hope and love and contrition are weakened. Daily I make great efforts to take part in community life, thereby gaining faith graces for souls' salvation, shielding them by the sacrifice from the fire of hell. For the salvation of even a single soul, it's worth the sacrifice of a lifetime, and the bearing of the greatest sacrifices and torments, seeing how great the glory it gives God. Another place. Lord, although you often make known to me the thunders of your anger, your anger vanishes before lowly souls. Although you are great, Lord, you allow yourself to be overcome by lowly and deeply humble soul. O humility, the most precious of virtues, how few souls possess you. I see only a semblance of this virtue everywhere, but not the virtue itself. Lord, reduce me to nothingness in my own eyes, that I may find grace in yours. Humble, because at times it's not easy to be humble. Partially, she said, everybody have some kind of humility, but not the whole virtue of humility. If I look bad on you, then you angered. So, not humble enough. Christmas Eve, 1937. After Holy Communion, the mother of God gave me to experience the anxious concern she had in her heart because of the Son of God. But this anxiety was permitted with such frequency of abandonment to the will of God that I should call it rather a delight than an anxiety. I understood how my soul ought to accept the will of God in all things. It's a pity I cannot write this the way I experienced it. My soul was plunged in deep recollection all day long. Nothing could tear me away from this recollection, neither duties nor the business I had with lay people. Before supper, I went into the chapel for a moment, she said, to break the wafer spiritually with those beloved persons so dear to my heart, though far away. First, I steeped myself in profound prayers and asked the Lord for graces for them all as a group and then for each one individually. Jesus came to know how much this pleased him, and my soul was filled with even greater joy to see that God loves in a special way those whom we love. So all the time she prayed before the Blessed Sacrament and offering her intentions. So you too, you have so many friends, family members in the Philippines. Many times you cannot see them, you cannot touch them, you cannot be close to them. At least in the Lord, be one with them of this spiritually, praying for them. I know it's not easy. Family life, when you're separate from husband or wife and too far away, always temptations. Mankind, take advantages, women included, take advantages. We are so weak. No, we have to accept that. So thank the Lord, we don't have much chance of commit sins, but also chances, there are. After I had gone into the refectory during the reading, my whole being found itself plunged in God. In theory, I saw God looking at us with great pleasure. I remained alone with the Heavenly Father. At that moment, I have deeper knowledge of the three divine persons whom we shall contemplate for all eternity. And after millions of years, shall discover that we have just barely begun our contemplation. Oh, how great is the mercy of God, who allows men to participate in such a high degree in his divine happiness. At the same time, what great pain pierces my heart at the thought that so many souls have spurned this happiness. Many people chose the other way, chose hell. When we began to share the wafer, a sincere and mutual love regained among us. Mother Superior expressed this wish to me. Sister, the works of God proceed slowly, so do not be in a hurry. In general, the sisters sincerely wish me great love, which is that which I desire above all. I saw that these wishes truly came from their hearts, except for one sister, who had concealed mother's inner wishes, although this did not cause me much pain. For my soul was pervaded by God. Yet this enlightens me as to why God communicates so little with soul of this kind. And I learned that such a soul is always seeking itself, even in holy things. Oh, how good the Lord is in not letting me go astray. I know that He will guard me, even jealously, but only as long as I remain little. Because it is with such that the great Lord likes to commune, and to proud souls He watches them from afar and opposes them. So she said, she's one of the sisters, many sisters very good to her, except one sister, bad intentions. The Lord cannot be close to them, that person. So she's revealing to us, it's not that God doesn't want to come to us. when our heart is closed, even great things before Him, this soul cannot taste. There's no openness. So we pray for each other that our soul be always open. One more. Although I wanted to keep vigil for some time before the midnight mass, I could not do so. I felt I slept as one at once, and I was even feeling very weak. But when they rang the bells for midnight mass, I jumped to my feet at once and dressed, though with great difficulty, because I fell sick again and again. When I arrived at midnight mass, from the very beginning, I steeped myself in deep recollection, during which time I saw the stable of Bethlehem filled with great radiance. The Blessed Virgin, all lost in deepest of love, was wrapping Jesus in the sweltering clothes, but St. Joseph was still asleep. Only after the Mother of God put Jesus in the manger did the light of God awaken Joseph, who also prayed. But after a while, I was left alone with the infant Jesus, who stretched out his little hands to me, and I understood that I was to take him in my arms. Jesus pressed his head against my heart and gave me to know by his profound gaze how good he found it to be next to my heart. At that moment, Jesus disappeared and a bell was ringing for Holy Communion. My soul was languishing with joy, but toward the end of the Mass, I felt so weak that I had to leave the chapel and go to my cell, and I felt unable to take part in the community tea. But my joy throughout the whole Christmas season was immense, because my soul was unceasingly united with the Lord. I have come to know that every soul would like to have divine comfort, but is by no means willing to forsake human comfort, whereas these two things cannot be concealed. So, enjoyed our staying with Jesus when in heavy time and also in sickness, always joining our heart with Jesus. And Sister Faustine is always taking Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, has a whole love, you too, of this particular love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. This is a gift of Sister Faustina. She is now back to our Notre Dame school. But I know that you love her so much grace descend upon us last week, last month. So she's still with us, you know, still every week morning, she is with us. Do you find she's closer to us? I find she's closer to us. At least for me to read these things, sometimes I couldn't understand in the past, not very easily, but at least she helped me to understand more, because I'm not used to read English, no? I used to read Chinese, Cantonese. Okay.